God is still on the throne, and prayer changes things.
Warmest greetings to you, the listener. This is Pastor Larry. So nice to be with you. It is amazing how things are changing so rapidly in America and in all the world. We are on fast forward, and imminent rapture is around the corner. Mike Lindell, the MyPillow CEO, says his products have been dropped by major retailers in the wake of his claims of voter fraud in the presidential election. In an interview on NBC affiliate KARE, Lindell, a vocal supporter of Donald Trump, whose bedding company is based in Chaska, Minnesota, said Bed Bath & Beyond, Kohl's, H-E-B Stores, Wayfair, and Canada's Today Shopping Channel have all stopped selling his products. Lindell said a group has attacked his vendors and the vendors have called him, saying they have been threatened with a boycott if they don't comply and drop his products. Lindell has consistently maintained fraud led to Trump's election loss. MyPillow was dropped from the retailer's shelves and sites after lawyers for Dominion Voting Systems sent a letter to Lindell on January the 8th, threatening legal action if he didn't retract his accusations and issue an apology. Was fraud involved or was it not? Bully tactics speak very loudly. Fraud is illegal and bullying is immoral, so maybe we have good grounds for suspicion. Friends, pray for our country and pray for our new president. He is going to need it. Closing down the pipeline has made some of his supporters really unhappy. We are living in desperate times. In January of 2020, we were ready for a great year. Many were making plans for their summer vacation. And then came COVID-19. And then came the November the 3rd election. Things really changed from what we anticipated. I wonder what 2021 will be like. You know, friends, I think you will need the book that we're going to be talking about. The full title, The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. It is authored by Colonel David J. Jimona and Troy Anderson. I have Colonel Jimona on the phone with me. David, thank you so much for being our guest.
Larry, it's a pleasure to be with you. I look forward to our dialogue today.
Well, your book, I think, is really needed for this present moment. In fact, I kind of think the Lord is orchestrating things to get us ready for conflict. And, of course, we know that there is a struggle going on. But before we really get into the book, tell us a little bit about yourself, your time in the military, your experience in journalism, and also tell us about the Warrior Refuge in Columbus, Georgia.
Well, you know, I just retired from the Army after 32 years. I got in the Army while I was in seminary in 1985, and the Lord has just opened tremendous doors for me to go to the highest levels of the military as a full colonel, and I worked in the Pentagon for 4 years. I've been in three combat zones, Afghanistan, Iraq, Kuwait, and I've been in one low-intensity combat zone in Central America in Honduras. With all those wartime experiences, the Lord deemed fit and the Army deemed fit to promote me, you know, and work at the Pentagon. And then my last assignment, I was in charge of all the Army installations, religious support, all 75 installations. So I had quite a few people under me that I was training and talking to and guiding and leading. And then in 2018, the Lord opened up the doors, spoke to me about the end times and said, you know, with all my experience in war and training and all the things that he has done for me, he has qualified me now to be, writer and author of The Military Guide to Armageddon, which the Lord says, I want you to prepare the church and I want you to warn the world of my coming. So that's where we are. And I've written a lot of articles in the last several years. Troy and I have traveled extensively and been on many, many, many TV, radio, podcasts, and will continue to do that. And we're also putting together what we have called the Battle Ready Ministries Corporation, where we go to churches, we go to conferences, and we train people in how to become battle ready. I live on a 46-acre property the Lord gave us about 10 years ago with a lovely home on a lake. And, you know, out of this ministry place that we travel from, we go to different places and we train people and teach people about what it means to live in a battle-ready mode.
Right, Nathan, you're talking about the Warrior Refuge in Columbus, Georgia. You actually have, I guess, men and women come there for spiritual refreshment, instruction, and just good fellowship.
Right. We have done that. For right now, we have kind of slowed things down, of course, of COVID. And Lord has kind of morphed this area into just a place that we want in the future to bring, you know, from time to time, we'll bring pastors, missionaries, others that God has comes our way and help them get some rest and, you know, relaxation. In fact, that's a chapter in the book. But our main purpose is to launch out into the nation and the world and go to where people are, their churches, their conferences, and train them into what it is to be battle ready. And our website is battle-ready.org if you want to go and look at more of what we can provide for your church or your conference or training area, your denomination, whatever it might be.
Well, I think your book is just for the hour, for the time. I mean, The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. Now, there are some special features in your book that make it very readable, very almost like a manual that you can use. So, David, tell us about some of these unique features. That is the real good. I mean, this is the whole topic is important, but the way you handle the subject matter, I think, is really key.
You know, a lot of people will want to buy the book for many reasons, and we actually zoomed up in the last several weeks, and it just came out 2 weeks ago. We're number one on Amazon for eschatology, the end times, for spiritual warfare, and for Christian living. And God has just opened up these tremendous doors. And the reason is the book is just not about the end times, but it is about how to become a warrior for God in the end times. And in every chapter at the end, as you have read the book, you know, we put together army principles, and then beside that, you know, Christian principles that they translate into from the army. And then after that, exercises that, you know, spiritual exercises that you can use every day to make sure you're battle ready for whatever is coming our way in 2021. And I got to tell you, 2021, I've been telling people, is going to make 2020 look like a Sunday school picnic. We're in for some really interesting times, and that's not to scare people. That is really to give them hope that Jesus Christ is coming back, and we need to prepare now for that.
Well, you talk about spiritual warfare, and you advocate biblical and military principles. Tell us the connection between biblical warfare principles and military principles, and you really tie them together beautifully. I'm sure this would be a real gift if someone has a son or a daughter in the military or somebody thinking about going into the military and seeing how it all fits together with the Word of God. So tell us about how the biblical and the military tie together.
That is an excellent question, and I won't go into a great deal of depth because we'd be here for a long time. But to say this, number one, when I went to war, the Army gave us training. It gave us the doctrine of how to fight war. It gave us the equipment, the logistics, the training of leaders that, you know, would lead us in battle. And people may not realize this, but the Bible is really chock full of battles from Genesis all the way through Revelation. You know, it's really a book about war, and mankind has been at war for the last 6,000 years, and we've only had 268 years of peace. So, you know, we have been a warrior people for many, many years, and, you know, we take that and we look at spiritual warfare, which is going on right now, which we'll probably talk about later. But so we decided to look at all the military principles and translate them into biblical believer principles. And, for example, we talk about what is the Army's number one priority, and it is readiness. without readiness, the Army would not win a single war. In fact, there's a book, we talk about this in our book, but there's a book called America's First Battles, where America has lost every single first battle it's ever been in all the wars, because it wasn't ready, because it wasn't trained, prepared logistically, mentally, emotionally, or just with the numbers of soldiers that we had. The same thing is true with the church. Right now, I believe the church has been asleep for a long time, and just now waking up to the fact that we are in the end times. Things are beginning to happen that have never happened before. And, you know, these principles are going to really help people become battle ready in the future. So you're right. I mean, the book is really for yourself, believers in the church, pastors, but, you know, soldiers, people in the military, grandmothers, grandfathers, you know, you name it, it's really for everybody.
Right. And pastors, elders, deacons, church members, Christians. I mean, the Bible, as you point out, speaks a lot about warfare, sometimes physical, sometimes spiritual. We are told about putting on the whole armor of God, and we are told to be good soldiers of Jesus Christ. So I think there's a lot of connection between the two, and I think it's really very unfortunate. With some of our presidents most recently, the military is more like, you know, we do social work. But when I read the Bible, when I look at military principles, the purpose of the military is to win a war. We're defending ourselves, and that's why we're trained.
That's exactly right. And I lived under a lot of different administrations, and I know which administration you're talking about. And so we had to live through that. And it happens when you have a leader of the country that doesn't know what they're doing. Or maybe they do know what they're doing, but they don't want to go in the direction that's profitable for America.
Right. Well, you know, there's been that big movement to defund the police. I used to be a state trooper in New York back in the 60s, but the idea of defunding the police is ludicrous. Don't you know about total depravity? But I think the next thing is to disband the military. We'll just kind of gently roll into the new world order, and we'll all sing Kumbaya, and we'll all love one another, no more war.
Well, you know, it's funny you say that, because back in 2012, I was in the Army War College, which is the top military college for training senior leaders in the Army. And almost every one of the books that I read that was suggested in the War College talked about this very thing. In order to have no more war, we're going to have a one world government, and that government is going to control all the militaries of the world. So you're exactly right. You know, we spend trillions of dollars worldwide on military hardware and forces training, and they could, you know, they're thinking, well, we could do a lot of good with that money. But what they don't understand is that man will never be at peace until the Prince of Peace, Jesus Christ himself, comes back and rules the world.
Right. I mean, warfare is a fact of life, and I think the idea of disbanding the military is only attractive to those who don't believe what the Bible says about human depravity. Human depravity is an evil thing. We see it every day. There's selfishness, rape, stealing, on and on and on. We can't. You know, you look at the situation in China today. China's becoming very, very aggressive. And my, if we don't keep up with the military technology, they will overrun Taiwan. They've been talking about it all the time. We have a lot of friends in Taiwan, a lot of good Christian people in Taiwan. I think only 24 million people. But we need to realize that, you know, I mean, the military, warfare is one of the big items, not social welfare. Now, we do want to help people who have legitimate needs. But, you know, if we're overrun by some enemy and they bomb us, all the social projects and the help, community organizers and everything else will mean nothing.
Yes, you're exactly right. And so we have to be very careful and vigilant. Our enemies are all around circling us as sharks in the water. And if we don't keep strong, you know, Ronald Reagan really brought the military back in the mid-80s. And, you know, he said, basically, Roosevelt said the same thing, walk softly, but carry a big stick. You're
right.
Going to need it.
Right. I know, and I think President Trump, sometimes they think he's a bully and so forth, but I think he's done a good job in keeping peace. If it weren't for President Trump sending warships in the Straits of Taiwan and off the Spratly Islands and the Paracel Islands, they would have overrun those islands. They're building, I think, airfields and missile bases on them at the present time. So we need to have a strong leader who realizes that there are a lot of people out there who want to destroy us. And that's a fact of life. Well, David, we're just about out of time, but we're going to have you back with us, and we're really, really excited about that. Matthew, please come to the mic and tell our listeners how to get the Military Guide to Armageddon.
Thank you, Pastor Larry. Our special offer today is the new book by Colonel David Giamona titled The Military Guide to Armageddon, Battle-Tested Strategies to Prepare Your Life and Soul for the End Times. This book could not have come at a better time, and you can have a copy for a gift of $20 if you live in the United States and $40 if you live in Canada. To place your order, just call our toll-free number 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And you can order this book and any of our materials on our website at swrc.com. We also have the new book by Dr. David Liang titled Christ's Return and Today's Global Geopolitical Bombshells, Understanding What Might Take Place After This. There are so many bombshells just waiting to blow. Find out what they are when you order this book for a gift of $15. Better yet, why not get both books, The Military Guide to Armageddon and Christ's Return to Today's Global Geopolitical Bombshells, for a gift of $25. That is a $35 value for $25. The number to call is 1-800-652-1144. The address to write is Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. And the website is swrc.com. Here again is Pastor Larry.
President Xi Jinping has ordered China's military to prepare for war in the year 2021, the year marking the 100th anniversary of the founding of the Chinese Communist Party, or CCP. Since that date, the CCP has had a record of aggressive atheism and the widespread attack on human rights. In that year, while unprecedented revival was taking place in parts of China, such as in Shandong Province, the CCP was strategizing how to put an end to this great work of God. In the years that followed the founding of the CCP, Christians suffered horribly at the hands of the communists.
President Xi said the first order of the year is for the military to ratchet up military training. As chairman of the regime's Central Military Commission, the CMC, Xi is head of the People's Liberation Army, the PLA, the country's armed forces. The communists have a characteristic way of giving a good name to a bad cause. Why would a regime that consistently terrorizes its citizens talk about a liberation army? In the same way, the Hermit Kingdom, North Korea, a very undemocratic country, calls itself the Democratic People's Republic of Korea. Whenever you see the word people's something or other, you can be assured it is not about the people, but about a one man who rules with an iron fist.
Xi ordered the PLA to, quote, focus on preparing for war, deepen the transformation of military training, build a new type of military training system, and comprehensively improve the level of combat training and ability to win, close quotes. The order follows the CCP's escalation of military confrontations in several areas in 2020, including the India-China border, the Taiwan Strait, and the South China Sea. Xi also emphasized the role of technology in military training and combat, describing science and technology as, quote, core ideas in combat effectiveness.
In 2020, Beijing's stated defense budget was $178 billion, roughly a quarter of U.S. defense spending that year, although experts estimate that the amount was much higher. According to a March 2020 report, the CCP's military spending is 87% of the United States defense budget. Under the Trump administration, the U.S. has blocked visas for graduate-level Chinese students tied to institutions that support China's aggressive military strategy in a bid to guard against the transfer of American technology to Beijing. President Trump also banned U.S. investments in a range of Chinese companies that support their military, due to take effect later this month, effectively blocking U.S. capital from funding the CCP's military development.
A little investigation will reveal Biden's views on China. A report on the Hill states, and I quote it, "Biden's support of the Chinese Communist Party is long and personal. In 2000-2001, as chairman of the Senate Foreign Relations Committee, Biden led the Senate's efforts to shepherd China into the World Trade Organization and to end annual congressional reviews of China's status as a U.S. trading partner. At the time, Biden welcomed China's emergence as a great power because, he said, great powers adhere to international norms in the areas of nonproliferation, human rights, and trade. As vice president in 2011, Biden said he believed that a rising China is a positive development, not only for China, but for America and the world at large." Close quotes.
Our trust must ultimately reside in God. James 1, verse 17 tells us, "Every good gift and every perfect gift is from above, and cometh down from the Father of lights." However, God also gives His people men and women who stand for God and for His cause, praying to God for good leaders who will defend freedom and not believe the lies of a despotic government with a long history of human rights abuses is not wrong. A dangerous pietism would lead us to believe that national leaders are not important. To not pray for good national leaders is to reject the plan of God, who often works through godly leaders.
This is part two of a recently found April 22, 2020 article from thepatriotpost.com dealing with homeschooling in the days of COVID. The Patriot Post referenced an article in Harvard Magazine authored by Aaron O'Donnell based on research by Elizabeth Bartholet, a Harvard Public Interest Professor of Law and Faculty Director of the Law School's Child Advocacy Program. The author had shown concern for the supposed dangers of homeschooling. Prior to the COVID shutdown of schools, some 3-4% of American school children were homeschooled, but that number is increasing. And Bartholet sees risk to children and society in homeschooling. She recommends a presumptive ban on homeschooling. Among her concerns, she worries that many homeschooled parents are extreme religious ideologues who question science and promote female subservience and white supremacy. Question science? What science? Is she upset that the homeschool parents tend to teach their children that there are two sexes, not 57? And that sex is genetically determined rather than something you feel? Subpar education? America per student spending is near the top globally, yet our academic achievement is mediocre at best. 1/3 of Baltimore's public schools had not a single student that read at grade level. California is America's most populous state, but is ranked among the worst educationally. Yet on average, homeschooled children far outpace their peers in public school, scoring 15-30% higher on standardized tests, regardless of parents' education level or income. Higher on SAT, ACT tests, and they go on to college and graduate at higher rates. According to PJ Media's Paula Bolliard, they also score higher on measures of social, emotional, and psychological development, including peer interaction, self-concept, leadership skills, family cohesion, participation in community service, and self-esteem. These same studies, Bolliard added, show homeschooled students initialize the values and beliefs of their parents at a high rate, and that one is unacceptable to the progressive doctrinaires who seek to eradicate homeschooling. A free public education is the 10th plank of Karl Marx's Communist Manifesto. Soviet dictator Joseph Stalin declared, "Education is a weapon whose effect depends on who holds it in his hands and at whom it is aimed." Adolf Hitler banned homeschooling and created Hitler's Youth, teaching children loyalty to the state and to report on parents who disobeyed or disparaged the state. This is not to equate American progressives with those murderous tyrants. It's to point out that those who believe in the supremacy of the state and seek to control the levels of power have always made controlling the minds of the children a primary goal. Bartholet and O'Donnell are essentially arguing that children belong to the state, which allows parents to raise them so long as parents obey their government masters. To argue that parents have no right to raise and educate their children and instill in them their values is a grotesque corruption of all that America stands for. Such a despicable point of view should be soundly rejected. One of the greatest needs is for parents to properly train their children to be responsible citizens in our nation and to be faithful to the Lord Jesus Christ. The schools have abdicated that responsibility long ago.
The Bible says, "For the weapons of our warfare are not of the flesh, but have divine power to destroy strongholds." We may not use earthly weapons, but we can use earthly strategies. Find out what they are when you order our special offer today by calling 1-800-652-1144. You can also order by writing to us at Post Office Box 76834, Oklahoma City, Oklahoma 73147. When you do, be sure to include your comments or questions and prayer requests, and visit us online at swrc.com. While you're browsing our website, take a look at the many different sections we offer. If you missed a program, or if you would like to listen to a program again, we have an entire year of programming available in our Listen section. There's lots of uplifting articles written by David Smith in our Encouragement section, and plenty of videos to watch in our Watch section. That's all happening at swrc.com. Thank you for being with us today. Tune in tomorrow when Pastor Larry and Colonel David continue this series on the Watchmen on the Wall program from Southwest Radio Church.